Bruno Mars on the mix on 90.7 WKGC, your local public radio station. It's The Mix, and we're getting funky.
Yeah.
It's Monday funk.
All we have to do now is get up. All we have to do now is find a way uptown.
I warned you about that, yeah. Monday funk.
Yeah, yeah, it's Monday funk.
It's
it was
Monday
after
funk.
The weekend funk.
Yeah.
It's all the rain, the humidity.
No power in Lynn Haven.
That's,
you
know.
Did you have problems in Lynn Haven?
We did.
Wow. We did.
We did.
And so neither of you paid your power bill. I see how it goes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Actually, I thought this was welcome
beach.
To FP&L because they just bought Gulf Power. And I went, oh, they just bought Gulf. Oh, my power's out.
They heard what you had said.
Yeah. They know how I feel
no,
about
No, we
them.
Didn't lose power, Tori. You were...
No, I was suntanning.
Okay.
Yeah.
What mm-hmm. beach were you at?
Panama City Beach.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That storm held off. I mean, it looked bad, but it didn't hit us.
No, it looked like it wanted to rain all weekend long.
It did.
And it just...
Didn't happen.
No. Which I'm okay
there
with.
There were tons of people on Panama City Beach this weekend.
We got two inches of rain.
Well, it just... It happened
it
in a very short
like
period
we're in
of time.
Two different places, Tom.
I'm good with that.
It rained. It cut loose, and it didn't last very long, and that was it. So... Anyway, well, we have a couple of guests in the studio. We've got Lois from Kaleidoscope Theater, and Lois is hang tight, okay?
Oh, I'll try.
Okay, good. Don't go anywhere. We've got her strapped down.
She's an acrobat.
We had a last minute add to the mix this morning, thanks to our buddy Todd Sparks, and Tom texted me yesterday. I'm on the other side of the beach,
side
of the bridge.
Tom.
Yeah.
I had nothing to do with it, except I was real happy.
You were in the right place.
When I got the news, I was real happy. So,
introduce our guest, Shelby Z, this morning, Tom.
Shelby, why don't you introduce yourself? And you have somebody holding an instrument next to you, I believe.
Yes, I do. My name is Shelby Z. I'm from Summerton, Alabama. I was on season 5 of The Voice and the farewell season of American Idol on Fox Network.
Oh, wow.
And this wonderful, amazing... person sitting beside me is Miss Janelle Frost.
Yeah, Janelle was playing along with Uptown Funk. I thought that was really good. I like
oh,
that.
Yeah. It's never too early for the funk.
It's
That's
never
right.
too early for the funk. So, what are you guys in town for?
We are in town. We actually just got through doing a 2-night show at the Holiday Inn Resort.
Oh, cool.
We were doing the summer concert series, mm-hmm. and I just want to thank Philip from the Holiday Inn Resort. He has been so amazing. The
Absolutely.
Whole staff there is
they
so
have a
great.
Lot, they have a lot of nice shows out there, too. They really do.
They I really mean, do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So can you tell us a little bit, this is what I'm curious about, The Voice and American Idol. What's it like being on that show?
Oh, my gosh, it's so much fun. And
a lot of pressure?
Yes and no at the same time. I mean, like, everybody else is freaking out, and I'm such a, like, chill, laid-back kind of person that I just kind of was like, oh, it's so much fun, you know, it's just another day in life, you know, it's what we do.
How do you pick your music? Do they give you a list? It's like, you know, grown-up karaoke?
They said, write you a list, we want 100 songs, any song on the face of the earth.
Really?
Number one being the one you most want to do, 100 being the one you least want to do. So we all made a list, and they kind of went from the list as to what songs and stuff that they picked for us. Now, American Idol, they said, okay, we're sending you this PDF of like 1,500 pages of songs, and you
oh,
can
wow.
pick from these.
Okay.
We're like, okay.
Wow.
Every genre on the face of the earth in here, but you can only pick from these songs.
All right.
Now,
wow.
you have a couple of songs for us. Now, did I hear... passing by that these are originals?
Yes
oh,
we
wow.
have two originals for y'all. One of them is my new single that's out right now. It's available for download on everything. I mean everything, Spotify to Apple Music to Android to Google. I mean it's everywhere. So we're gonna do that one, and then we have another one that we're doing that is gonna be on our upcoming EP.
Well, excellent. Tell us about this first one.
All right. This first one is called Bama Proud. I actually have lived every word of it. It's the story of my life. So it's wonderful. It's about
you follow life. Alabama football?
Oh, yes, I do.
I had a feeling. No.
I'm
just kidding.
A big Alabama fan.
We've got Shelby Z in the studio this morning, and Bama Proud, is that what you said?
Bama Proud.
All right, go for it.
I grew up in a trailer in my grandma's backyard. Working hard for what we had, trying to find out who I was. I can still feel the wind of a warm southern breeze. Takes me back and floods my mind with old memories. They say life is what better, but always raise the bar and remember to say yes, ma'am, no matter where you are. And on Saturdays I get real loud. Well, that's who I am. I'm Bama proud. Well, I've been to California and across the USA. I got high in Colorado and saw the Oklahoma plains. Knowing I can go home, well, it gets me through the day. Sweet home Alabama and number 88. They say life is what you make it, so you better work hard. Plow those fields, plant those ears, girl, you're gonna go far. And don't ever think you're better, but always raise the bar. And remember to say yes, ma'am, no matter where you are. And on Saturdays we get real loud. Well, that's who we are. We're Bama proud. I'm proud to say
Alabama, roll tide.
Talladega, my home's in Alabama. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Awesome. That's Shelby Z on the mix this morning. We've got more music from them coming back in just a moment. We'll take a quick break here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. That's right. You're listening to The Mix on this fine Monday morning, about 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. And lay add to The Mix this morning, but good job, Tom.
Thank you.
I know it's Todd Sparks that really did
here.
It.
They are really good. That
we'll give you some credit.
Stuff.
Yes, we've got Shelby Z in the studio.
You'll have to give me a raise.
I will. I'll double it. and so you were telling us how you guys met up. You've been playing together for about a year. And tell us again what it is that you were doing that kind of your paths crossed.
Well, my dad taught me how to play guitar when I was real young, and that was kind of a real big thing between my dad and I, was the bond that we shared with music, loving to play music. And after he passed away, I really wanted to do something to honor his memory and his legacy. So I started a charity called Guitars for Kids. And basically what we do is we go find little guitars and flea markets and yard sales, and take them and clean them up and restring them, and we bring them to our shows and give them away to any little kid that would like to learn how to play that might not be able to afford it.
Wow.
You never know, you're putting a guitar in the hands of the next Stevie Ray Vaughan or Bonnie Raitt or B.B.
That's right. That's right.
You don't know if you don't give them to them. So we had a big benefit in Birmingham to do that. And Shelby was nice enough to come down to perform there, and we just hit it off. We've been playing together ever since.
Awesome. Shelby, where are you going to next?
Oh, gosh. Lord, I don't even know. I have to look at my calendar. I'm telling you.
She's everywhere.
I am everywhere all the time. I do whatever they tell me to do.
That's right.
I wake up and I'm there and I do it. I'm a highlight.
But you get to do music as a full-time job?
Yes, I do.
You are lucky.
Finally got to do that, man. I did hair for like ever. Oh, my gosh, forever. And I finally got to where I could make enough money off of my music to survive. And I said, you know what? It's time.
That's good.
Now, did either of the talent shows, do they help you now? Are they helping you book gigs? Are they still giving you referrals? Do you have obligations to them?
Oh, no. All of our contracts are already up and all that good stuff. But now they still, time to time, call me and be like, hey, we've got this this charity event we'd really like for you to come be a part of. We think you would like it. So they just kind of send me little bitty things like that.
Okay. Yeah, we just did Ryan Seacrest in Atlanta. He has a big every children's hospital, he has a radio station just like this in there. So we just played an in-live concert for him last month.
Now, is he as nice as we are? I mean, because we're pretty much the nicest people in radio.
You're asking asking to be compared to Ryan Seacrest?
How often do I get to ask that?
She's really going to have a tough
you're
time
taller?
Dancing around
that. Did we just
that?
Say you're definitely taller? Taller.
I've heard he's really short, and I'm not a particularly tall guy.
I think he prefers vertically challenged.
But he makes more money than I do.
Yeah. I got, yeah. You got that right.
And I think he's got his own stylist and all
might.
Of that.
So, yeah.
Anyway, so what was your best memory about being on either of the talent shows? What's the best thing?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, the best thing is the crowd and the fans.
Yeah?
Like, and they're hardcore fans, too. They're not just some that's like, oh, we love your music. And, you know, they never follow you again. But these are the types that they say they like you. They like you.
Sure.
Like, they are hardcore fans.
They voted.
They voted. They really invested their life into you.
What about the other contestants? Do you, you build relationships with them, get to know them? I know it's a competition, but...
Oh, yes, yes. Actually, Trent Harmon, that won,
yeah.
That won American Idol, me and him were dinner partners.
Oh, yeah?
We've always got stuck together. We was like, let's go eat. Hungry, let's go eat.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. And what about the judges? I mean, you know, they're there to critique you, but off camera, is it a little bit of a different feel?
Oh, no, they're all so very nice and so super sweet. All of the ones that I had on The Voice, they were so nice.
And who were the judges on The Voice when you were there?
I had Christina Aguilera, Blake Shelton, CeeLo Green, and Adam Levine.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad.
I had the original one.
Whose team were you on?
I was on Team Blake.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, he was voted sexiest man of the year, or the sexiest man alive last year.
See, and that's
do you
so
agree?
Weird. That's so weird.
Jason
because,
Momoa
like,
was robbed.
He was so much like... He was like a dad figure, so it was kind of awkward. And
yeah.
It's kind of like that cool uncle you have.
Sure.
So it was kind of, they were like, oh, like, he's so great. Don't you just love him? Wouldn't you just like to eat him? And I'm like,
he's like,
right.
He's like Uncle Blake.
That's like, that's weird.
And who were the judges when you were on American Idol?
It was, it was Harry Connick Jr., Keith Urban, and Jennifer Lopez.
I'd love to meet Harry Connick Jr.
I would too. I was thinking about that. I would love to meet Harry Connick Jr.
He was my favorite.
Really?
Yes. He was so nice. So nice.
Very good.
And he's just eaten up with talent too. So.
Oh my gosh, yes. Yeah. So. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. You have another song for us that you wrote.
Yes, I do. I have another one that's going to be on our upcoming EP. This one's called Holding On to the Past. This song took me like 3 years to write, and I would write and set it down.
Now, where are we going to be able to, we can get this on iTunes or CD Baby or something like that?
Yes, you can get Bama Proud on all those. Mm-hmm. This one, we are working on releasing it now, but we're not exactly sure of the date. We haven't really decided the date.
So we're getting a preview of a song that's going to be released.
Yes,
I love
exactly.
it.
I love it.
It's like a sneak peek.
Sneak peek.
Whenever you're ready.
Awesome.
This road I'm traveling is long and winding. Oh Lord, please help me get back where I belong. My mind is cloudy from going so long, and I can't seem to find my way back home. The road and I'm falling fast, but that's how I am, holding on to the past. Since I was 11, I always knew. I'm not the same girl you want to. I'm different inside, but I'll always be true. The road is rocky and I'm falling fast, but that's how I am, holding on to the past. Thank you. Yeah, that's how I am, holding on to the past.
Awesome job. Shelby Z in the studio with us this morning. You can follow her on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all that just by putting in Shelby Z. That's easy enough.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a website, too?
I do. It is therealshelbyz.com.
The Real Shelby Z.
The Real Shelby Z.
So tell us, you've been performing music, I assume, probably your whole life.
Oh, yeah.
What got you started?
Well, actually, I was probably as tall as, like, about maybe knee high.
Okay.
Okay. And my mom always sung specials in church and stuff like that. And she was singing this really hardcore song. And I was like, hey, I can sing that. She was like, no, you can't. She set me up on the camera. I was like, I can sing that. And she was like, okay, let me hear you sing. If you can sing it and you know every word, then you can sing it in church. And I was like, okay. I sung every word to it perfect. And she was like, all right, well, you're singing in church.
Do you remember the song?
I do. It was called Put It in God's Hands.
Okay. Yeah. And you've been singing ever since.
And I've been singing ever since.
Wow. Well, thank you for stopping by the studio this morning.
Oh, thank y'all both so of you. Much for having us.
This will be up on our website, so you can link that to your Facebook and all of that.
Awesome.
And share it with everybody. And we're glad to have you in. And next time you're in the area, stop by.
Definitely will. Thank y'all so much.
Appreciate it. We'll take a quick break. We've got a weather forecast from News 13's Kara Murphy on the way here in just a moment here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. 90.7 WKGC, this is The Mix. That's Billy Joel, really on fire right there. He was taking that one super fast.
That was really fast.
Yeah, yes. Uptown Girl.
But that
Girl.
Mean it ended sooner.
I broke into Easy a sweat now. Listening to that one.
Yeah. It's 9:37, and again, thanks to Todd Sparks bringing Shelby Z to us.
Yes.
And Tom, thank you for fielding that.
That was cool. An yeah. American Idol contestant and
the voice
contestant.
Yeah.
And you can see why.
Yeah, she was really good.
Really, wonderful. Really good.
And yeah. She's working full time.
Yeah.
She's paying her bills with music now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm not great. Able to say that.
Nope.
I got to be a DJ.
Yeah, really.
That's one way to stop you from singing.
Old musicians go to die.
Absolutely.
Is they spin records.
It's probably happened more than once. But we do have someone local in the studio.
Who doesn't get paid for her full-time job.
That's right. Do you have a full-time job?
I'm a professional volunteer.
Oh, there you, mm-hmm. you know, I've got another one of those around here. You're much nicer than he is, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is Lois Carter from the Kaleidoscope Theater, our local, community theater group.
Arts Maven.
Yes.
I mean, you're into all kinds of, from the theater to visual art, and then the, what's the shop you work at during the...
Floriopolis.
Floriopolis,
yes.
Thank you. Yes.
Which is a cool place.
It is.
Very cool.
Very cool.
The problem with shopping at Floriopolis is you just don't know what to pick.
Pick them
There's
all.
So many cool things.
No, the problem at shopping at Floriopolis is I don't have enough money for all of it.
Well,
that's the problem.
You gotta decide to pick something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, Lois, what you got going on?
Well, we are now getting ready for our 48th season at Kaleidoscope Theater.
That's a lot of acting.
That is.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Oh.
A little bit of canned.
Oh, applause.
I'm trying to spread
it's
out the canned applause. Yes.
It's what we live for.
Yes.
So we have six fabulous shows, and our season tickets are now on sale. They're $90 if you buy them before the end of June, and $100 if you buy them after.
And once it gets kicked off, when's the 40?
We open on August 10th.
Okay.
And our first show of the season is Schoolhouse Rock.
Really?
Oh, what
really?
Fun.
How's that? The musical version,
sure.
The stage version. It was a movie, but in the 70s, it was a cartoon series for kids. You know,
you figure out how a bill gets to.
What's your function?
Yeah.
What's a bill? I'm just a bill.
Yeah.
All of those.
Producer Brandon, have you ever seen?
I've seen Schoolhouse Rock.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
All right.
That's good.
Yeah, it's really strange to go this whole generational thing, but we figure that the parents now saw it when they were children. So we're starting with a show that's very family friendly.
Oh, yeah.
And it should be a riot. Should
yeah,
be just
be
great,
a lot of fun.
Great fun.
How many people are in that, are acting in that?
Oh, that's hard. I should know. I would say 8.
Okay.
Because the people who do all those songs are his alter egos, because he's a new teacher, and they come on as his alter egos to teach him how to teach, because he's very nervous. So they say, use imagination and music to do this.
Ah,
so okay. There's eight characters who are Tom. Mm-hmm. Well, Tom and other people.
Tom?
And, not that Tom.
Oh.
And
Tom, the school teacher.
Tom, the school teacher. And then we are going to have some kids in the chorus. It's that way, but because we have kids camp, mm-hmm. June 11th through the 16th, it's sold out. Please do not ask. We're going to have auditions the Monday and Tuesday after that, and hope to get some of our kid camp kids. And it's open to others as well.
Right. So this will be the first play you're auditioning people for.
Right. And so the auditions are...
July sometime?
June. No.
They're June, in June.
18th and 19th.
Okay.
Like right after kids camp. So
wow.
So that's our first show. You want to hear the others?
Yes. Quicker? Let's hear what you got.
Okay. Classic murder mystery, Death Trap. We have in January, On Golden Pond.
Ooh. Oh, that's good. I haven't seen that in a long time.
Is this just
Is Jane coming by to do her part or not?
Yeah, she's a little old for that.
Yeah,
but,
probably,
you know,
yeah.
We thought maybe she could play the mother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm sure she'll appreciate that.
I texted her the other day. She thought she might make it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then in February, we're doing a rom-com called Baggage. We're two dislikable people who can't get along mix their luggage up in an airport and then eventually recognize they're about the only people who can put up with each other and form a relationship. Cute little show. Then we're having an evening of one acts, two of which were written by Harley Benner, who's local. Mm-hmm. Used to be on the radio
here and still does lots of him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bet. He's well known in the jazz community too as an MC and
Also just about a playwright.
He's a playwright, and he also writes one of the plays for Kids Camp every year.
Oh, very good. Cool.
And directs at Kids Camp, and I use him
a lot.
Very
nice.
Then, in April, we're doing a funny parody type of murder mystery called The Murderous Mansion of Mr. Uno, and there are 11 different endings, and the cast has to rehearse each one because the audience gets to vote. Whatever they say, then they have to go off and do that ending.
I like it.
Oh.
And those are the six shows in the regular season, and one spectacular special written by Matthew Lopez, another local.
He was a Gulf Coast alum, or is a Gulf Coast alum?
He is. He's still an alum.
Yeah. We don't take that away.
No.
And he is probably one of the most prolifically, or one of the playwrights who is most produced.
Sure.
Especially in community theaters. And he's been at the Manhattan Club.
Mm-hmm. Or the London Theater.
And he's now in London at the Old Vic. Not he. Personally, but he has a show there. So he has maybe five or six shows. We've done The Whipping Man a few years ago, a pretty heavy drama. And this one, though, is much more fun. It's called The Legend of Georgia McBride. It's the story of a Elvis impersonator who can't make money, and he and his wife are struggling, and a friend gets him to become a female impersonator where he becomes a star.
That's funny.
So it is a hoot. And it was actually, the setting could be the Fiesta here, but it's not mentioned per se, but
it might have been.
That's why we say start here and go anywhere.
That's
look
right.
at what Matthew's. Look what Matthew has said.
Playwright
absolutely.
Matthew
just
Lopez.
Amazing.
Gulf Coast alum.
So it's a great season. I think it's one that our audiences will love this year. Something for everybody. And you can get season tickets at our Facebook page at kt-online.org website or calling our number 850-265-3226.
And you've got the rest of the month of June to get the discounted rate, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And it's a bargain either way.
It sure is.
Of course it is. Yeah,
so,
absolutely. That sounds like a great season. What year did you say this is?
48.
Wow.
And who decides all that? Do you guys sit down and anguish over it?
Well, I think the calendar determines that it's the 48th year.
Well, I meant the shows that, I mean, do you just
Just kidding.
We
sorry.
Do
out of pads,
over
or
it.
Do you argue?
Yes.
Do you arm wrestle?
Yes.
I mean, what?
Yes.
Is this open to the public? Because I'd like to watch this arm
in.
Wrestling.
Yeah.
I okay. think you actually ought to do that. Harley needs to write the selection criteria as a play, because I think it would be amusing. I've heard stories of it over the years.
It's amazing. But here's our, with any play, any theater that has paid staff, they select. Mm-hmm. When you have all volunteer directors, every director has to be personally invested and passionate about his or her show.
That's a good point.
So they submit. Yeah. So they submit several shows, a jury of 8 to 25 one year, people
oh my goodness.
Read 25 to 30 shows, and then each director pitches his or her show,
all right.
and then we vote on it. And it's okay. some years, first vote, everybody's happy. Mm-hmm. I think that was this year.
Great. I was going to ask, did you
I
get
think
your
that
way?
Was this
well,
year.
It sounds like
did
a good you? Slate. So,
but, yeah. boy, there are some years where it's.
And really,
oh, no.
I've been a part of plays that are about community theater, mm-hmm. and they're hilarious. And this might be, this is an aspect that we've not seen before. So maybe that's a good script opportunity for mm-hmm. somebody.
Yeah.
I'm writing a play for Kids Camp right now. I can't get into that one.
Okay. Well, it's top secret.
Not
my
released
play?
Yet.
Yeah, your play.
No, it's going to be a non-musical spelling bee.
Oh, okay. Well,
okay.
that works.
With crazy people.
Okay.
So it's based on like a
like
true story.
Your own
yeah.
life?
Yeah. yeah. It's my life.
All right. Well, thank you, Lois. Don't go anywhere. We'll keep you around for, well, we've got about 12 more minutes. So
oh, okay.
We're going to get to our vinyl play. I came across this on Saturday because it
no,
was in the...
I came across this
on Friday,
Friday
but
okay.
you didn't tell me that. I found it on Saturday as we were plucking through some records. We were playing at the Hurricane Preparedness Day at the Panama City Mall, and I said, we need to keep this one. It goes back to 1988, the first a cappella song to reach number one on the Billboard Hot 100. Can you imagine what this is?
I know
you know.
Okay, well, that's no fun then.
It's off of an album called Simple Pleasures by Bobby McFerrin. Don't worry, be happy. This is the Bex on 90.7 WKGC, your local public radio station.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry, be happy. Look at me, I'm happy. Happy. I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no gal to make you smile. But don't worry, be happy.
When your worry your face will frown, that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Now there is this song I wrote. I hope you learned it note for note like good little children. Don't worry, be happy. Listen to what I say. In your life, expect some trouble. But when you worry, you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, don't worry, don't do it. Be happy. Put a smile on your face. Don't bring everybody down. Don't worry, it will soon pass, whatever it is. Don't worry, be happy.
It's our final play of the day on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. Bobby McFerrin, Don't Worry, Be Happy. It's a good message
good
for
advice.
This Monday morning.
Yes, yes.
Don't worry.
Be happy. Yeah, and he
that's,
did all the parts.
It's Monday. That's pushing it a bit. But don't worry is good for Monday.
Okay.
We'll talk about the be happy maybe on Thursday, okay?
Do you ever get to the be happy part, Tom?
Yeah, I haven't.
You're kind of like an old curmudgeon.
Not that I remember.
Well, again, Lois, tell us your website.
kt-online.org.
There we go. Easy
season
enough.
Season tickets are on sale for the Kaleidoscope Theater's upcoming season. 48 years.
And a fabulous season.
Yeah. Now, we want to mention also tomorrow, this is, I'm all over the place, but tomorrow we've got a Bay County Commission meeting.
Oh, that's right.
At 9 o'clock. So, Tom, you can take the morning off, sleep in a little.
I have a massage.
Well, actually I have a busy day tomorrow because we'll be back, nice. The video crew will be back in culinary.
Yes. What are you guys videoing this time around?
Well, we just did a 10-part series on wine basics in Chef's Corner,
mm-hmm.
and I know I didn't get to sample.
I was
going to
say, is that an intoxicating experience?
No, it was not. Mm. But we're back doing our summer thing in there, so keep an eye out on the Commodore Productions website and GCTV because we're going to be releasing very shortly. We'll be starting the wine basics. So if you ever had this dream of going into a restaurant and not making embarrassing yourself ordering wine, we can take care of that.
I have kids.
Well,
this is nearly impossible.
If you go into a restaurant, you're going to embarrass yourself whether you
more
order
than
anything
likely.
Or not. Yeah, but because you have kids. But you know, if you really would like to sample wine and know what you're doing and know where to start, Chef Paul did an absolutely excellent series. We started with, I believe, a Riesling, and we ended up with outside sabering open a bottle of champagne.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's a fascinating
series. He enjoys that sabering way too much.
He enjoys that way too much. But there's going to be 10 episodes, and they're generally about 5 minutes an episode. So, and we'll get them posted.
What time is that on?
Good Lord, I don't know.
He's just the video guy.
I'm the guy who runs a camera. I mean, I'm not.
Okay. He's hitting record. That's it.
I hit the red button. Yeah.
Yeah.
Make sure the lights are turned on.
Yeah.
That's it. But anyway, fascinating series. We'll be starting this week, Tuesday, during the meeting. We're starting with Chef Steven, and we're going to demystify tea and coffee.
Nice.
Oh, good.
So we will probably do three or four parts. We're going to teach people how you actually how you should properly make tea, what teas are, what kind of teas, and then we're going to move into the coffee world and show you how to grind beans and make real coffee and how to enjoy your coffee. And how to
Very
serve
nice.
It.
Is my Keurig going to come up in this discussion at all?
Your Keurig is not coming up in this. Your single-use plastic generating Keurig is not going to come up in discussion
at all. No, it's not at
all. No. Sorry.
I'm sensing that's not at the top of...
No.
It's convenient, though.
Yeah, but it doesn't taste like a French press either.
I can honestly say I've never had French press.
Well, I've had it. French press none right, if you're a coffee lover, gets exactly that reaction.
Do you drink yours black?
Yes, of course.
Oh, no. See, I can't do that.
Well, you're a radio guy. You're kind of, you know, I'm out of the textile industry. Everybody drank black coffee, a lot of it.
You just wouldn't give them cream and sugar? Why not?
Just because it's what you did.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. That seems ridiculous, Tom.
No, it's actually the way you should drink coffee.
No. That's why they make all the cream and sugar stuff. Mm-hmm. Make it better.
Why don't you invent a Keurig thing that already has sugar and cream in it, so you just it just comes out the way you want it.
They do that at Dunkin' Donuts.
I think they need Keurigs in your dashboard. I drink my coffee on the way to work, so that would be nice to have a hot cup while you're waiting for that light at Collegiate Drive to turn into the college.
Can I?
Because usually you're there for about 5 minutes.
Can I put a Tide Pod in his Keurig?
No,
that, work?
That doesn't work.
That doesn't work. That will make something a little gross. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. We are looking at some intermittent lane closures this week on the Hathaway project. It's been flowing pretty freely lately, but they are scheduling lane closures for the overnights of Wednesday and Thursday of this week. A heads up. That.
Now I have to go over the bridge this week because of you.
Ha ha.
You're going to see Todd Allen Herndon.
I am going out to Todd Allen on Thursday.
This is the overnight shift.
Okay. So, you're not going overnight.
I'm not going overnight.
We don't let you out at night.
It'll be okay. This is from 10:30 p.m. to 6 a.m. So if you either go to work real early or, you know, you come home late, then you're going to run into it. Wednesday and Thursday in the overnight.
Sure. Well, we're going to wrap up this hour of music, take you into 10 o'clock with a little Elton John, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. Brandon is producer Brandon standing by. He's going to be in for the next couple of hours right here on 90.7 WKGC.